Micha Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes, words of Nechama now, that although times are terrible and bad times are yet to come, beyond that, there's going to be light in the darkness. Za'av Hashem Esau. I will carry the fury of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll abide through it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at me and delivered me into the hands of the nations because I committed chatoim. I sinned against him. We saw earlier in the parak how terrible my sins were against each other, against my family, against my loved ones. But still, I'm going to bear with the fury of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'll purge myself of sin. Ki chatasi lo. And that's the first step. As they say in Alcoholics Anonymous, first you have to acknowledge the wrongs that you have done. I have sinned against Hashem, I admit it. Ad asher yariv rivi va'asa mishpati. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself pleads my cause and perpetrates judgment on my behalf. Yotzi eini la'or. He will take me out into the light. There's that same metaphor as before. That I'm here in darkness, but soon HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to be my attorney. Er ed v'tzidkaso. I will see his righteousness. I know I will. This is the patience of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is in some ways the hardest of the avos to emulate. The eternal patience, the willingness to bear up under the Akedah. According to some, there's one pshat that says Yitzchak did really die on the Mizbeach. And he was brought back. And he'll be endlessly patient. It's a hard thing to be. Not just in the good times, but in the truly difficult times. Yud v'seira oyavti usechasev usha. My enemy is going to see, and shame is going to cover ha'omra Eli, the one who says to me, Ayo Hashem Elokecha. Where is your God? Which is the constant chorus of those who hate the Jewish people. Because during my exile, where is your God now? It's the catcalling of the Inquisition, of the Holocaust, of all of the Goyim going after us on their holy days, so-called. But then they're going to be covered with shame when they see what happens at the end of time. Sancheriv, some say. Hordes surrounding and threatening Yerushalayim, and then suddenly overnight, they're wiped out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, oh, so much for the cat calling. Einai tir'enaba, my eyes will gaze upon her. Ata tihiye lemirmas ketit chutzos. Now she'll become trodden like the dirt, like the mud in the streets. Now she'll be there to be trampled. She beheld us when we were down, but now we're going to see her, the other nations of the world, the angry feminine persona of the nations. If you believe Mean Girls, women can be harsher on each other. In the age of hashtag Me Too, we like to say that men are beasts and horrible and misogynistic and hateful of women. But honestly, women can undercut each other in very harsh ways that men can't quite pull off sometimes. And now, the mother of Sisera, who was mocking us, is now going to be the one who is trodden like mud in the streets, stepped on. Can we imagine a world where the Goyim are the ones who are stepped on, and we are the ones who are regal and tall and dressed up? It's hard to imagine. Yud Aleph, Yom Livnos Gidei Royich, the day to build your walls, Yom Hahu, that day, Yer Chakchok. Its time is far off. So she said to me before, where is your God? Rashi says, this pasuk is also, she says to me, the day to build your walls that you're anticipating, it's never going to come. You say you're going to build up Eretz Yisrael and you're going to put a temple where the mosque is. Never. Never, says the Waqf. Never in a million years. It's not going to happen. For all these millennia, they were so sure that the Jewish people would never come back to Eretz Yisrael. it was a shock to the system for them to see us come back in 1948. So now they've spent the last 76, 77 years trying to undermine the righteousness of our being there and say, oh, Jews were never belonging there in the first place. There's no evidence. Jews are colonizers. That's a great phrase. We have no rights to Eretz Yisrael. What are they going to do when the tables are turned and flipped? Yud Beis Yom Hu Va'adecha Yavo. It is a day, and he's going to come up to you, Lemini Ashur Va'arei Matzar, those from Ashur, from Assyria, the fortified cities, Ulemini Matzar Va'ad Nahar, from the fortress up to the river, V'yam Miyam. Mitzar Ad Matzar Va'ad Nahar V'yam Miyam, and the sea from the west, from the river to the sea. Hey, how do you like that? This is a beautiful pasuk to learn in 2025. V'ad nahar v'yam, from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free? No, not so much. V'har hahar, and the dwellers of the mountain. So everybody is going to see on that day the way things really are. The enemy's mockery. The day of redemption is going to come, but the enemy is going to come destroy you first. Your principal oppressor, Ashur, and then the fortified cities, then the Euphrates River, northeastern boundary of Eretz Yisrael, and then all the way down to the west, to the Mediterranean Sea. Yeah, it's the same river to the sea that they're talking about. And they're going to get the river to the sea. And they're going to see that that river to the sea is Klal Yisrael, is Eretz Yisrael, is our heritage. That is fantastic. I'm so glad I'm learning this pasuk now. Wow, this is amazing. The pro-Palestinian students shouting and chanting are chanting Nevuah from Micha, and they have no idea. From the river to the sea, Eretz Yisrael is going to be free, free of them. Oh, gewaldig. Every time you hear that, feel warmth in your heart. Say, that's Micha, is what they are quoting. And they don't even know they are quoting it. V'ad nahar v'yam miyam. From the river to the sea in the west. From the river to the sea. Wow. Oh. You want to talk about consolation? We could use that right now.